Dicko, Dave and Chrissy for breakfast on Vega 91.5.
Despite my impassioned pleas, my reasoning and in the end my shouting, my 16-year-old daughter Edie is going to get a tattoo today.
God.
It's illegal.
God.
It's going to be ugly, could change your life, and she said I'm doing it anyway. I'm powerless. We've got along the line Michael Carl Gregg, who is a psychologist and author of Princess Bitchface Syndrome, which I actually own. I only wished I'd read it instead of leaving it to their mom. Michael, forgive me for that, and can you help me?
Dicko, you need lots of help. First of all, you've got an acute case of middle adolescent female, which is very hard. You don't shout, you don't yell, because all that happens is they yell back.
Right.
What you have to do is you have to look for compromise. She's drawn the line in the sand, and what you have to say is you have to basically find your kahunas, parenting kahunas, and you have to say... you are not allowed to get a tattoo. I am willing to compromise. You can get a henna tattoo, which is one of those temporary ones.
Yep.
If you do not accept this, then you can pack your bags and leave.
What?
Ooh. Whoa, hardcore. I like it.
Whoa. Well, that was, I wasn't expecting that. What happens if she says, fine, see ya?
Help her pack her bags. It will be a temporary thing. What she's doing is she's testing your boundaries. And I'm assuming that she's not, knowing you, massively mentally ill. So we're talking about a normal adolescent girl. She's just testing you. And this is all about spurning adult control to establish your own identity.
Michael,
and what you have to do is stand tall.
Michael, what you are suggesting, in my opinion, is a massively high-risk game of parenting poker. I haven't got the courage to do that.
What about your partner?
Yeah,
no,
she
forget
did.
That. She was in tears.
Mm.
She was heading for the gin bottle last night.
See, I think if you let a kid get a tattoo, which is essentially scarring them for life,
yeah,
it's breaking the law. You
sure.
can't actually do this. You're setting a precedent. What's going to be next? Does she want to, you know, walk the streets of St Kilda? I mean, you have to stand tall. You have to say, you know what? I love you a lot. I'm not going to put up with this type of behavior.
Do you know what, though? Look, I don't know if I've got the balls for that, Michael. The thing is...
Great advice, though.
It is.
Wow.
And it's great for you, Dave, because you're not confronting this.
Yeah.
I'm really paranoid of pushing her away from me right now, Michael.
But you're giving her an out. She's basically gone all the way, and you can say, look, okay, let's compromise. The key to work with Princess Bitchfaces is to try and find a compromise where you win a bit, they win a bit. Because it's all in the long run a game. I'll tell you, by the age of 21, this kid will be the most magnificent kid you've ever, ever seen in your life. This is just a really tough time for all parents.
So you're saying I've got 5 years of this?
Well, the teenage brain for females is only fully developed at 23 years of age.
Oh, bugger.
Well, thank you. That is very enlightening, Dr.
Good luck, guys.
Yeah. Thank you. Dr. Michael Carr Gregg.
Michael,
yeah.
Don't go. No. Don't cut him off.
Can you come?
I need him. What are you doing today?
Come to Dicko's house.
Leading psychologist in the name of the book, Princess Bitchface Syndrome. How do you feel about that, Dicko? That's pretty full-on advice, isn't it?
Pack your bags, ED, and get out.
You know what? He's right. You've got to do
it. Dave, would you do this?
Yes, I would. I would. I tell you, you got to be hardcore. Our parents did it to us. Do it. Mm. Go on, do it.
Dicko, Dave and Chrissy for breakfast, 6 to 9 weekdays on Vega 91.5.